How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Richard Zwicky with High and Healthy, the show where we know there's no one path to healthy, so we explore them all. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Today's guest is Mitch Webb, a health coach, nervous system specialist, and trauma-informed practitioner who works with clients facing gut disorders, anxiety, autoimmune challenges, and longstanding dysregulation as a whole. What makes Mitch's work a bit different is his root cause philosophy, which looks at functional health as well as somatic nervous system regulation and an awareness of trauma to help understand how they're all connected. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Richard, thanks so much for having me, man. I'm excited to jump into it.
Yeah, you know, it's a great topic because something that a lot of people overlook in general is how all the systems are really connected. We tend to think of we've had trauma, we have emotional responses, there are scars in our minds that are affecting and how we deal with other people. But we're not always aware of the fact that these also affect our bodily functions, right? They affect how we digest and handle different foods. I know from some friends who've experienced some terrible trauma, it affects their periods. It affects, you know, their hormonal balance gets thrown off, but it's more than just hormones. It's the whole regulatory balance. Mm-hmm. How did you start into this area?
Great question. You know, I would say the school of hard knocks, man. A lot of the symptoms that we're talking about, you know, that was me. I got interested in health because I had chronic anxiety and I had insomnia, and I just kept attracting more health issues, more traumatic events. And, you know, I started off, you know, getting really interested in nutrition and how to personalize that and heal the gut and how to exercise and detox and into circadian rhythm. And I mean, you name it. I went down the rabbit hole really into biohacking and eventually found my way to the nervous system. And like anything that I found along the way, there was a lot of good information. There's a little bit of too much information. And I wanted to understand how to apply that for myself so that I could heal and then turn around and share that with other people. And you know, getting into this work with the nervous system and healing changed my life and my symptoms in ways that I didn't think were possible. And it kind of feels like a duty and an honor to be able to share that with other people that have been struggling for so long.
Yeah, you know, you talk about your personal symptoms. What specifically changed and how have you repeated that process with others?
Oh, yeah. So when I first went into therapy, I had been on an uphill roller coaster for a long time with my health issues, dark night of the soul times 1,000, right? And so early on, I always tell people things can shift quickly and other things take time. And for me, there were things along the way that kept me showing up for more because I knew it was working, even when things got uncomfortable. And one of the things that really got my attention right away is I started sitting in therapy. And I mean, you could have diagnosed my gut 10 different ways. You know, at the time I was eating meat and salt. I had food sensitivities to everything else. I was not ever able to exercise more than 10 or 15 minutes of walking at a time, or I could be sidelined and cruising on the couch for, you know, weeks. And so when I started going to therapy, and when we got into some uncomfortable topics, I started burping. And, you know, it was a joke with me and my therapist, but what's going on there is we hold so much tension in the fascial layers. And what was going on is I'm meeting those old traumas that were living inside of my body, causing my system to be stuck in fight or flight or in freeze. And as we renegotiate that old memory and it releases, the tension releases from the body, I was burping. And so right away, food sensitivities improved drastically. I went from one meal a day and avoiding all the foods to slowly bringing those back in one at a time. And the next thing that happened, I would say, was exercise. And so when I came into this work, I was in the best shape of my life. I was in a bad car accident and had long haul COVID 3 years in a row. And I just had no physical ability to exercise. And I think it was probably 2 or 3 months into my journey, I had a buddy over and we were busting wood out in the backyard. We'd had a big hurricane and a bunch of trees down. And I knew I could go for about 15 minutes. And I set a timer, or I thought I set a timer. And then I looked up and an hour had passed. And I was kind of scared. You know, I was expecting this storm of symptoms, but nothing ever happened. And I started slowly, you know, I started with body weight workouts. I went back to dumbbells and eventually doing barbells again. And so that was a huge thing for me. And more recently, last couple months, have slept for the first time in 20 years. So I had insomnia for 20 years, and it's almost had to pinch myself or knock on wood, because it's so amazing. I mean, that's another part of why I got into health, is because I couldn't sleep, and getting that back is just,
and that's a common problem for a lot of people.
Totally.
Right. And you know, most people don't associate these kinds of issues with trauma. Mm-hmm. Right. The connection isn't obvious. How do you help people connect the dots?
Well, that's an interesting question, because for me, you know, Simona Irwin, she was on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, and she talked to me about, you know, what keeps us stuck in a sensitized nervous system state where everything is kind of a threat is trying to fix it and figure it out. And that's what I was doing. And it was such a huge thing for me to put that down and stop trying to do that. And that's really what helped me make so much progress.
Right. And, you know, but people, a lot of people, you know, try to think their way into healing, which you can think through the issues and recognize where the problems lie and where your pain is. Mm-hmm. But cognitive tools alone don't really unlock what the body's holding. How does, you know, mindset work differ from somatic healing?
Well, I think you can't, let me write this one down, because I'm going to bottom out, top down. So I don't think you can do it without including Buzz.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com.
You know, I was very black or white when I got into this work, and I was always looking for, like, the thing, the tool, like, what is it that makes us have all these symptoms? And I would say it's so easy, and it's very common to live in our head, to not really make the journey from the head into the mind into the body, because what we've experienced in the past is too intense. And so we live in our head, we think our way to safety, and so much is happening in the body. And so we can go and we can learn about what happened by analyzing CBT, DBT. I think there's a time and a place for that. Ultimately, that re-traumatizes us, reliving those memories over and over. And so we want to use the mind and the memories to trigger a feeling in the body. And so now we're combining both. I'm using the mind and I'm using the feeling in my body. I don't need the story. You know, I right. need sensation. And when I meet that with compassion and give myself what I need and allow that movement or the expression of whatever didn't get to complete to come out, then that's how we're doing it. And when it comes to the brain as well, a lot of the people that are somatic and they're saying, oh, it's just the body, you know, top down doesn't work. We don't need to involve the brain. And what I learned not too long ago was, you know, what separates us from animals is our beliefs. And so right. you see an animal, and there's an example all the time of an animal gets chased by a predator. It gets to safety and it learns to shake that off. Well, that is important and that is completion. But where we differ is those beliefs. So we have to work with the beliefs as well. And so I love combining both and getting better results, not just one or the other.
Right. And so when somebody comes to work with you, what does that process look like?
That's an interesting topic because it's different with everyone. You know, in the past, I would have a sequential way of doing things. We're going to do mindset. We're going to get your nutrition right. We're going to get you moving. And now it's like I have all of these tools from my experience over the last two decades. And I just try to meet the person where they're at. And I really want to understand where you're going. Where do you want to go? What would success look like? What have you tried? And it's, you know, there's so many different places to start. But a big thing that we do is learn to reconnect with the body. When we have trauma, we're disconnected and we don't really sense our bodily sensations because we're living in our head. And so we want to build capacity to be able to be with the intensity of what lives in our body. And we do that with titration, doing a little bit at a time and learning to be here in the moment. So much of us are trying to predict the future or control it to not let some scary thing from the past to repeat. And so we're not actually here. And we can be here by using our senses. We call that orienting. I can feel my butt in the chair. I can feel my feet on the ground, know that I'm supported. I can see the room that I'm in. And that can be a lot for someone who's been disconnected from their body. So it's really watching and being with and seeing what's going on with the individual and just meeting them and learning to create safety through repetition.
And, you know, it's not just coming to your office, sitting down with you and talking through the various aspects. There's going to be a practical plan for implementation mm-hmm. that's, you know, different than journaling or standard practices. How do people react? Because it is out of the norm.
How do people help me understand the question?
People who start working with you, how do they react differently than when they just start working with a more standard therapy practice where there's the standard flow and expectation because you're bringing things to them that are out of the norm. How long does it take them to reposition their mindset to understand how these things connect?
That's a good question. You know, the feedback that I get from a lot of my clients is you're really easy to talk to. So many of my clients have been in the same places and spaces that I've been in. And so I can see that. And it's easy to meet the past version of me and understand where they're at and just help building safety through the co-regulation and the showing up and having somebody that's been through the difficult thing that you feel like you're the only person that's experienced that. But, you know, I'm not jumping into the deep end of the pool. It's baby steps. And so a lot of times we're talking and just getting to know each other and building rapport. And as the person feels more safe, that will come up in the conversation. And also when the body feels more safe, we'll start to get more. And so we're learning to trust that, you know, we don't have to figure this out and that our nervous system is the map. And when we are feeling more safe and ready, it'll give us more to work with.
Right. That makes sense. You know, I used to spend a lot of time down in Peru, and along the way, I met the head of the UN's health commission down there. And one of the things they mentioned was 10% of the people in Lima suffer from psoriasis, but it's environmental. Mm-hmm. It's an environment. It's a response to the environment, which is a stressful environment. What are the common patterns you see repeating in people who are dealing with autoimmune conditions that are expressions really of unresolved trauma or healing or issues that could be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that I see all the time. And I have it myself. I have psoriasis. It's gotten so much better over the years. But at one point, it was all over my body. And I think people who have a big event, it's like all the people that I've met and interviewed and worked with.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, BRASCO, at CannabisRadio.com.
Had a bunch of trauma that are going through their process, whether that's, you know, from an accident and it comes out. The skin thing is so common, and it's basically chronic functional freeze being the Band-Aid being ripped off of that and that exploding in the body. And so the liver and the kidneys are supposed to be detoxing that, and the skin ultimately becomes a detox organ because there's so much of that showing up. And if you talk about the people that I see that are dealing with this, you know, there's attachment issues, there's safety, and there's a lot of symptoms and fear, dysregulation, sleep issues that seem to come along with it.
Yeah, and you know, psoriasis, you can put it like a CBD based topical works incredibly well to help calm it down, but it doesn't treat the root cause. And that was, you know, you can deal with the manifestation, but you still have to get to the root issue. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes speaks to the, you know, the myth of pushing through, because a lot of people, especially high achievers, tend to push through stress or pain until they crash. Mm-hmm. How do you help people unlearn that survival strategy of overperforming or staying on all the time because they think they have to, or they can just get through the problem or the stress, and not realizing this is the long-term damage they're doing?
Mm-hmm. You know, very slowly. If someone's never connected with their body, again, it could be overwhelming to feel your feet on the ground and to feel your body in space. And so we're going to do that a little bit at a time. And I'd say, you know, if somebody comes in, they're a high performer and they're go, 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 and they're burnt out, well, then I would just start asking questions about their week and their day and different stressful situations and how they relate to that. And I would pause them and have them, you know, feel their body. How do you feel in your body? Like, what's going on? And eventually they're going to notice things like they're holding a lot of tension. You may see their ears, you know, their shoulders creep up to their ears and they're holding that. They may say, it makes my chest is getting tight, or I'm not sleeping good this week. And those are all little cues that can help us recognize the results of all the stress and adrenaline flooding the body. And so it's a little bit at a time and just recognizing what's going on in the body. And we can start with the mind and the thoughts and or behaviors. It's really what is presenting itself. And as the therapist, can I point that out and get them to tune into their body? And it may not happen on the session, but they've got tools now that they can recognize that outside the session. And so they bring it into the next one.
Right. And are you finding that certain areas of the body, pain or stress in that area, reflects certain types of trauma or abuse?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, when you say that, immediately I think of the jaw and holding.
Clenching or?
Do what?
Clenching or?
Yeah, clenching the jaw, fear, not feeling safe, could be shame. A lot of times there's pressure in the chest and squeezing. People can feel, I mean, back in the day when I was going through a lot of panic attacks, I thought I was having a heart attack. You know, right. my gut issues were always trauma released and that or trauma related. And that's why it was really hard to diagnose it, because I was swinging from, you know, fight or flight or down into freeze. And so things might be really sped up when I'm stuck in fight or flight, and might be really slow when I'm stuck in freeze. And it's just learning to welcome these sensations. I think we're so quick to run away or to fix. And this work is really getting curious and moving towards these sensations. And when we move towards them with curiosity, with compassion, things can really shift, and the emotions come up that are underneath, maybe memories. There's so much that can happen when we move towards it with compassion.
Yeah. How do you help clients keep safe when their healing brings old patterns or trauma to the surface, and they start developing these new symptoms and pains that are basically part of liberation, but it's something to be dealt with?
Well, number one, education. So we have to learn about the biology of stress and what's going on in our body, and normalize the symptoms and the reactions that our body has given us. And so that's a big part of it. I mean, and we have to go slow with that too. I remember when I was first beginning, my mentor is Irene Lyons. She has a 21-day course, and I was on a plane flight that lasted about an hour and a half.
Right.
And I had plenty of time to do 2 days of learning, and I couldn't sleep for 2 days after that. I had no idea what was going on. Now, had I had some resourcing, that'd be another way that we would bring some safety into a client that's feeling overwhelmed. One, we would titrate. We do little bits. We might pendulate. So go to the discomfort, feel that, as long as that's comfortable, and then come back to a resource. And an external resource may be something like a pet or a walk in nature, a workout, a warm bath or a blanket to cuddle up with. And so can we feel what is uncomfortable and difficult, and then also swing to something that's safe? And over time, we're building the capacity, kind of like being in the gym and stretching our ability to, or building strength, so that we can handle this thing that's more intense. And over time, the activation gets released because the brain isn't making it a priority. It's like it's saying, hey, here's this scary thing. And so I'm not reacting anymore because I have a resource, or I've built the capacity to know that, or the education to know I'm safe. And so that old pathway starts to wither away because it's not as important as it once was.
Yeah. And you know, that as that withers away, I mean, that speaks to the nervous system and identity, which requires people to refine who they think they are, who are they, the identity patterns of it. You know, I'm the strong one, I'm the caretaker, I'm the problem solver. These identities matter to your physical health, not just your emotional and mental. How do you help people shift that, but not have them feel like they're shirking responsibilities?
Well, what comes to mind when you mention that is, you know, trauma has us take on these survival responses that we learned at some point to get seen and heard and get loved, to get attention. And these are not actually who we are at our core. Our authenticity is kind of overcoupled or mixed up in these trauma responses. Things like the people pleasing, the all or nothing thinking, the perfectionist. The one big one for me that was hard to recognize was being an intellectualizer, you know, thinking my way to safety, learning. And so this work is it's the ultimate red pill. It wakes us up to what's going on in our body, in our family, in society, in our job. And it's a lot of times these unconscious roles and patterns and things that we've taken on, we think that's who we are, but it's the great unwinding, the peeling back of the onion back to true authenticity. And so we get to meet these patterns and feel what they feel like in our body when we abandon ourselves and our needs for other people to keep the peace or walk on eggshells to avoid conflict. And so it's really just, it's over time, very slowly noticing how we feel when we're in those roles and then feeling what it's like to be in authenticity. And over time, we recognize that, man, it's a whole lot easier and less tiring to be myself and to show up authentically as me and to be around people that support that as well.
Right. Yeah. And that's a big part. A lot of people show up thinking who they need to be for others as opposed to who they need to be for themselves. And, you know, that actually, you know, for listeners who are feeling stuck, exhausted, burned out, you know, not every time you're burned out or exhausted, this isn't necessarily the right path, but sometimes it is. How can you know to make the decision, this is going to be a path I need to follow in terms of healing versus I just really need to go sleep on a beach for a week because I've just been working and burning the candle from both ends?
You know, it's learning to follow impulse and follow those little whispers of intuition that the body is saying, like, man, this isn't for me. Now, when we recognize, hey, I need to rest. Yeah, the typical modality is, you know, I'm going to have a bunch of drinks on Friday night, or I'm going to go on a vacation and do everything I can to rest. But do we know how to rest? I surely didn't. You know, I my worth was wrapped up in my productivity and showing up, being perfect, and that's exhausting. And so, for the person that doesn't know how to rest, that is a great pattern to learn to recognize. And, you know, I would say to that person, you don't have to do it all right now. You know, it doesn't have to be this overt, attempt to relax. Can you relax 1% more? And what would that look like for you? Is that just taking a little pause in between transitions in your day, or taking a moment to feel your feet on the ground or move towards the sensation that's been bubbling up and we're pushing down? So it's not a big thing that we have to do, but it's a small practice that we do in little bitty drops. And that goes back to safety, that we build safety through repetition. And how can we show up for ourselves and meet ourselves throughout the day? That has a bigger effect on burnout, in my opinion, than, oh, you know, I'm tired, I need to go, you know, check out for a week. It's like, how can we continue to do what we're doing, give ourselves time to rest, but build in these moments of connection and meeting ourselves where we're at.
Yeah. So Mitch, people who want to learn more about you and about this area of practice, how can they find out more?
I appreciate that, man. I have a website, mitchwebb.com. You can reach out and contact me there. I've got a podcast, Rude Conversations, that can be found on YouTube. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok at kmitchwebb. And I'll give you guys a nervous system quiz that you can put in the show notes, where people can take a quiz, learn about their nervous system state, and then get some free resources from me.
Well, fantastic. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
So thanks for joining us today on High and Healthy, Mitch.
Absolutely, Richard. My pleasure to be here, man.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Richard Zwicky with High and Healthy, and we'll be back again with you soon.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.